Tom Tate. He's our mayor and he is great. Tom Tate.
Morning.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey. Oh, good.
Tom, it's great to catch up with you. Got a few things to chat to you about, mate. Sound stages at the film studios. We are booked solid and we should be building more, you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you talk to the people in the industry, they're saying that even if you build another 2-3 sound stages, you'll be booked out. So I figured we might as well get the critical mass going. And I reckon more feature films on the Gold Coast, you know, all the superstars will promote the city as well, you know.
Good stuff,
yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, look, I've got people that work in the industry, Tom. They absolutely take their hat off to you and the Chuck Anastasia Palaszczuk, just saying that, you know, the movie industry is booming here. But when are we going to see you in a feature film? When are you going to make an appearance in, like, The Rock or
who would play Tom Tate in a feature film?
Ooh. Well, you know, I think Ron Howard's doing the one with the diving with you know, the tragedy in Thailand.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, I can speak Thai and that, so I thought, oh, I might do a cameo. might do a cameo there. What do you reckon?
I've always said...
In and out.
Yeah. I've said it to you, Tom, I think you are Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
They're not bringing out a movie, though, but we could make one. Cheech and Chong, well, hit the Gold Coast. Yes.
I can see Tom bobbing up in that cave with those kids, that soccer team caught in there, go, g'day, welcome to the Gold Coast. Welcome to come and visit. When we get out of here, anyway, I've got to go.
Now, Tom, I didn't know this until last night, and it's very remiss of me not to know that Phillip Park at the Spit was named after Prince Philip. Now, you said on the news last night that you do want a memorial. You'd like a statue there. You've got your condolence book at the council for people who want it. That's great. But you need to contact Her Majesty for approval on the statue. Do you think that'll come through today, or she's a little busy?
she's a bit busy. I know she's got the funeral later this week. Mm. But mate, the idea is that want the young people to basically, when they visit Phillip Park, they can go, okay, this is what's its name after, a little bit more about Prince Philip. And, you know, there's a connection from the Gold Coast to the monarchy. We hosted Commonwealth Games. So I thought, well, I'll write a letter to present to Her Majesty and see what she thinks, you know.
I've got to change my story because I always told my kids that it was named after our grandfather, Philip Everett. But anyway, that's okay. Sorry about that. Hey, Tom, good news. Yesterday you announced the 220 hectares of green space between Robina and Carrara. Now, great idea. We do need a lot more junior footy ovals, if it's NRL, AFL, baseball, softball, whatever it is. How come 20 years it's going to take? Can we get some ovals going a bit quicker, you reckon?
Mate, the 20 years means all these habitats that we got to grow. I mean, I would love to have a natural environment in there and you know, I want to see koalas as we're walking through and things like that. So as far as the sporting fields and things, it's going to be a lot quicker than that, man-made attraction, outdoor events, that sort of thing. No, that will happen a lot quicker. Stage one started, so we've just got to keep going that way. You've got to start, mate. You've got to start.
Well, yes, Mayor Tom Tate, you are a man-made attraction to the Gold Coast. You are.
Great to have you back, Tom Tate. Tuesday. Thank you very much.